This is episode 2355 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This week, you are in for a treat. You're going to be meditating with the great ones, with the masters of meditation. In each episode, I'll be sharing with you a highly coveted meditation technique from different meditation masters throughout millennia. And as you're exploring this week's series, I have a special challenge for you. As always, we always explore a theme for an entire week, and your challenge complements this theme, and it allows you to explore the meditation series in a deeper way. Your challenge this week will have you exploring some of the wise words of wisdom from your favorite meditation masters by reading their works. Most of the meditators that I share with you have written extensively, and their words have been passed down to us. You might know of someone who shares meditation, who's written a book that inspires you. This is the week to read quotes from this person, to read a book or listen to it on Audible by some of the masters. Meditation has been passed down for over 5,000 years, so you are participating in an ancient ritual. Some of the meditators you'll be hearing from, you'll recognize, such as the Dalai Lama, who is currently living today, and Thich Nhat Hanh, also, who is still with us today, Paramahansa Yogananda, one of the first yogis to come from India to share meditation with the West, Buddha, and you'll also discover throughout the week some classic meditation techniques, such as a technique for protection using a little qigong, as well as a pranayama breath and a Taoist meditation. There are so many greats out there that I had a hard time narrowing it down. I selected people that I thought you may be familiar with. Another time, I'll create a series and select meditators who are not so well known, but yet they've made a significant contribution to meditation. More and more people these days are meditating, and this is exciting. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, know that millions of people are meditating right along with you. Now, I want to let you know that in this week's series, as in every series I share with you, you might want a little more. Sometimes there's a theme that might really touch you that you want to explore more deeply. You can find the longer 30-minute guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app, and you can try the app for a full week free. So you could receive this entire series free. You always receive a journal as well as a slowdown guide, and I share a daily reflection question on the journal that's customized right along with the series, and on the slowdown guide are all the techniques that are offered, as well as an herb to support you and a yoga asana to support you. So this is a way to go a little more deeply into a series. Allow me now to introduce the very first meditator who you are likely familiar with. He's often in the news, and he's made a huge contribution to compassion during his lifetime, and that is His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He is considered to be the 14th spiritual leader of Tibet, and he was recognized as the reincarnation of the 13th Lama when he was just a child. He was a 2-year-old boy, one of 7 children, living on a farm in a small Tibetan village, when a search party declared him the 14th Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama was forced to flee his home of Tibet in 1959 after China sent troops into this region. He is currently living in Dharamsala, India, where he has been living in refuge for 6 decades, along with approximately 10,000 other Tibetans. His Holiness the Dalai Lama has alleged that 1.2 million Tibetans were killed under Chinese rule. What has the Dalai Lama been doing? You may know very well that he promotes love and compassion around the world. He has written extensively, and you might want to read one of his books. You can also follow him on social media and receive his inspirational messages there. One of my favorite books about the Dalai Lama is The Art of Happiness. It's by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Howard C. Cutler. I'm going to share with you the technique that the Dalai Lama is reported to do every day upon waking up and every evening while going to bed. He is reported to meditate 7 hours a day. So as you do your 10 to 15 minutes of meditation, know that it is possible to go a little more deeply into inner stillness. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to do the technique by the Dalai Lama, close your eyes as always and gently elevate them upward. Notice where you're holding tension in your body today and gently release it as best as you can. Begin to tune into your breath, each inhale and exhale through your nose. As you begin to relax your mind and body, reflect on what you might be encountering today. If you're starting your day, if it's in the evening, reflect on what you might encounter tomorrow. The whole day is stretched ahead of you. Imagine some stresses you might face. Visualize how you'll respond to those stresses. Visualize yourself calmly managing anger or distraction, whatever you might be anticipating to face today or tomorrow. Doing this technique every morning helps prepare you for the day. If unexpected stress comes your way, visualize how you might handle this stress. Feel strong within yourself and prepared for your day. As As you go to bed tonight, maybe it is evening for you. Reflect on the day. Reflect on what you would change about the day. Notice how you responded to people and situations around you, and what you might do better next time. No shame or blame, simply awareness to improve how you live your life. Lay to rest your cares and worries, knowing you can come back to them when you're feeling more refreshed. Allowing yourself to immerse yourself in stillness. Do this technique in your morning and evening every day this week. One of the great masters of meditation does this same technique. You'll be aligning yourself with His Holiness the Dalai Lama. You are so worth slowing down.